is a 2022 Toyota RAV4, but this is the Prime edition or Prime version, okay, which Toyota started to put out. Basically, it's a plug-in hybrid, Dad. So you get about, let's call it 40 miles. There's 42, 44 was on my dash this morning as I left. It's a plug-in, and here's the kicker. It's not an overly large battery pack, right? So you don't need, and because it's not fully electric, so you don't need that charging port in your house. You can plug in, and so this is straight from Toyota. They say you can charge from zero in about 12 hours, and I was actually able to charge from zero right there at about 10 hours. And again, folks, you're going to get 40 miles of electric-only range, folks, and that's with no engagement of the hybrid, you know, of the actual combustion engine itself. You know, the car is smart enough to know you turn it on, it, you know, gives Toyota's cool little sound effect, you roll out of the garage, and if your commute is less than 40 miles, you're going to be able to go that. And here's the deal, even with, once you factor in the hybrid, you get you over 400 miles on a tank, Dad. Over 400 miles on a tank of gas. And you can put in a faster charger in your house if you want, and you can get a high output or input or something sort of charger on the RAV4 itself, and you can actually charge this thing up in between 2 and 4 hours if that really mattered to you. Okay. But I think, and you and I think, that this is kind of the perfect blend of that electric / hybrid technology, to where, you know, you and I were talking, most people probably would only fill up once a month with fuel, don't you think?
That's right. No, I agree. And this is the best of both worlds. And again, I'll talk later in next week even about all the different technologies and batteries and so on. But if you're just looking at a new car, that midsize SUV, or really kind of, well, it is a midsize anymore. They've made the RAV4 a little bigger. I call it a midsize SUV. It really does have fabulous interior space. I mean, Toyota's a leader in this world. They've done a fabulous job with this particular vehicle. I mean, I know we say that a lot, but this is one of those vehicles, Richard, where they've done a really great job.
Well, they have, and the last thing I'll say, Dad, is this. You don't lose as much space anymore as you used to when it comes to the battery packs, especially with this one having a larger battery. So for folks that are intrigued, and obviously RAV4, they redesigned it a number of years ago. It's definitely a much sportier-looking vehicle these days. It's got enough room for 4 full-size adults. It's got enough room for car seats. I was proof of that this past weekend. They know what they were doing when they were designing it. It's a great vehicle for family, for urban commuters, or folks, if you're just like, the gas prices, man, they're just too high right now, we need to do something else, definitely an option. So we encourage you, head to your local Toyota dealer, test drive, again, the RAV4 Prime, and when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.